Welcome back to Two Way Talk. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
You know, owning your home has been an American dream for a lot of families. And I have noticed in the city of Baltimore, there are for sale signs on every corner. Okay. It seems like it is a market for buyers, a market for sellers. Well, I want you to be equipped and aware of what you need to do if you want to fulfill that dream of owning a home, building a legacy for your children, a piece of property, a piece of wealth that you can pass down to your children. This is a very, very important discussion we are about to have. Tiffany Harris is the broker owner of Harris Hawkins & Company. It's a boutique brokerage located right here in the city of Baltimore. Tiffany has an impressive property management background, and her extensive knowledge of local market conditions and area development is a testament to her commitment to assist clients in a multitude of real estate goals. And we want you to meet those goals tonight. So we want you to call in and ask our guests all those questions you have about owning and purchasing your home. Tiffany lives in the city of Baltimore with her husband and her son and Cupcake, her Shih Tzu, as well. Brandy Hawkins is joining us. She's an experienced and highly sought after Maryland licensed realtor. As a Baltimore County native, she is particularly versed and in tune with the unique characteristics that Maryland neighborhoods offer. She lives in Baltimore County with her son. She has an extensive history in brokerage and buying homes. So we have two of the best professionals on the line to answer your questions about home ownership. Now, Tiffany, let me ask you, is it my imagination or is it more homes on the market than ever? And this is coming off of COVID. This is coming off a difficult economic time for most people. But it seems like there are a lot of opportunities to purchase homes.
So there are opportunities. I wouldn't say necessarily a lot. What we're currently experiencing is what we would call a seller's market.
Okay.
So there's actually less inventory than we have previously had in previous years, but a lot more buyers.
Okay.
So it's doing just the opposite. Coming out of the pandemic or kind of leveling out from the pandemic, sellers are in a position to take the opportunity to make much more from the sale of their home than they have in previous years.
Mm-hmm. So when you say it's a seller's market, that means if people are looking to sell their homes, this is a market that is ideal for that. If you're looking to purchase a home, you have to think much more strategically.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So in this current market, sellers are definitely winning. They have, so many options as it relates to buyers, buyers with, an exorbitant amount of cash on hand, excessive amounts of cash to purchase property. They have, just buyers that are approaching them with crazy scenarios to purchase their property just because there is a larger buyer pool than sellers right now. So with that, sellers are, definitely getting more, more for their property than in previous years because the pricing is up, significantly higher as it relates to the market in general.
Brandy Hawkins, let me bring you into the conversation. So we have a scenario where people are getting into bidding wars for houses, where people would pick a price, and they would get offers close to that price. But now people are bidding and bidding and bidding, and sellers are getting enormous benefits, and I don't want to say profits, but they're getting great resources available to them for their properties, correct?
Absolutely, yes. So as Tiffany said, it is definitely a seller's market. So we are seeing multiple offers on properties. I know, I think the most recent situation where there were tons of offers, there was 14 offers on a townhome.
Wow.
And while it's, you know, the home is gorgeous, it's renovated, it's something that we've never seen. So because there are so many people that are interested in this one particular home, because it's all about supply and demand. If there is low supply, but the demand is still there.
The demand is high.
Exactly. Mm. So we are seeing multiple offers, and if there are multiple offers, buyers are having to get, as you said, strategic and come up with solutions that we've never had to think of. We have never had to think this creatively to get a buyer under contract. So it does come down to money saved. That is the biggest thing. We're also seeing sellers do what's called a lease back, where essentially the buyer purchases the home and then the seller leases it back from them. But because sellers also are having a difficult time finding homes.
Mm-hmm. And so you may be selling your house, but you may need to stay in your house for a while until you can find another property.
Exactly. So while it's very exciting to net, you know, $100,000, you are going to burn through that, you know, in a year if you sign a year's lease.
Yeah.
You're going to burn through, you know, a significant amount of that money, a significant amount of those proceeds. So it's very important to us to not just sell your home, but we want to know that you have a place to go.
Yeah.
You know?
So what are some of the mistakes that buyers make when they're looking?
I would say go ahead, sir.
I would say one of the main things, I think, is, you know, arming themselves with the right team as it relates to their process.
Mm-hmm.
So team being, you know, your real estate agent, your mortgage lender, just having the knowledge to get through the transaction, to get to the table to be able to purchase your home.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, another thing would be listening to everybody else's experience and bringing that into your experience, and, you know, not having the trust in the team that you've selected to guide you through the transaction. You know, we're the professionals, and I know trust is one of those words that people don't like to, you know, use loosely.
But, of course,
you know, purchasing a home is most of the time the largest, you know, purchase that you'll make in your life, in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have people around you that you do trust, but that's with doing your research as it relates to selecting the right team to guide you through that process.
I am very curious about these. You're a boutique real estate firm, brokerage firm, but there seems to be a lot of commercials on television where these groups are together and say they will purchase your home, no questions asked, you know, no commission for the broker. I mean, what has spurred all of those companies that have popped up?
So I think that one thing that is really important in this business, not thing, but I know that one thing that's really important in this business is relationships.
Yes.
Can you imagine having to call an 800 number, leave a message for somebody that is selling your home?
That's
every
selling
time
your
you
home.
Have a
yep.
question.
Mm-hmm.
While that sounds great, iBuyers is what we call them, or so it sounds great, but I just know the experiences with our clients that are selling their homes. This is a major, major move. So,
yeah.
You know, we're working with people that are experiencing divorces, going through, you know, adding to their family, so they need to move for more space. We're going through. We're working with people that are selling a home because their spouse died or their mom died. So it's while that is something that I think people are kind of dibbling in and dabbling in, I don't necessarily know that it's something that is going to work for everyone. It's not going to help everyone. I know that I need to speak to someone, you know, when I have a question. So we are seeing things come about where people are sort of trying to reinvent the wheel. But nothing beats a relationship, and nothing beats being able to have that one-on-one conversation with your agent in the midst of the biggest transaction of your life.
Mm.
So sometimes buyers, which I've learned from experience, don't know the importance of getting a home inspection. And once they get in there, they find something that they can't fix or is a very pricey fix. So what do you do about that?
So it's something that we talk about in our buyer's consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So a buyer consultation is, you know, a meeting that we have once a client has been pre-approved to discuss the process, to discuss expectations. And it's one of those things where you explain, do you purchase a pair of shoes without trying them on? Mm-hmm. Most of the times you don't.
Right.
So same thing. It's, you know, we're going to do your due diligence or, you know, encourage you to have to do your due diligence on a property so that we know up front. And that's just a part of the process. So while we put emphasis on it being a part of the process, we don't put emphasis in a way that we're in, you know, that we have to encourage because we so casually talk about it in the process that it's just a given.
Mm.
Outside of, you know, a buyer being an investor who's going to rehab a property, those are most of the times that our clients are not getting an inspection, but it's something that we stand by. We do not recommend at all that you purchase a property without having an inspection because it's important to test those major components mm-hmm. of the home. That is your opportunity. The contract includes that for that reason, to give you the opportunity to get to know your home. And I think the other part of that is that the home inspection isn't just a time to find out what's wrong with the home. Most of the time, that is your second eyes on the property. That the first time was when we went to go and see it. You made a decision. We submitted a contract. Mm-hmm. It was accepted. Now we're going to go back and see it. So this is the time that we are preparing you to get familiar with your new home. You're learning the materials of your home. You're learning the style of your home. You're learning the measurements of the living room, the measurements of your window. So it's not only an experience to, you know, be on, you know, walking on eggshells or being concerned about finding what's wrong. It's also an opportunity for you to start thinking about how you're going to decorate, to think about what color schemes may work in the kitchen with the cabinet. So also creating it and making it more of an experience, like our entire home buying experiences for our clients,
mm-hmm.
but not just making it a negative conversation. It's a time for you to get familiar with where you're going to be living soon.
Mm.
So can you explain how important it is and what a person has to do to get a good percentage rate from a lender?
Definitely. So I know that we hear a lot of people, you know, say, well, my credit union is going to give me a great rate.
Mm-hmm.
So the truth is, and the reality is that you don't actually have an interest rate until you are actually under contract and your loan has been locked. So as of now, let's say you go to a lender today, you say, I want to purchase a home. Okay, so for today, these are what interest rates are. And interest rates change every day. It's called pricing. That's what a mm-hmm. lender will call it. They would say pricing has changed. Pricing changes every day. So let's say you're at a 700 credit score, and this is what pricing is for a conventional loan, 700 credit scores today. That is what your interest rate may be if you were locked in today. So it's very, very important because it does change what your affordability is. So the lower the rate, obviously, the more home you can afford. So it's very important to sit down with the lender, or maybe not necessarily sit down, but just have a conversation with the lender, talk through all your options, and that's where your agent can also come in. I know Tiffany and I have had conversations with lenders that have not offered our clients all of the loan types that they qualify for, mm-hmm. and that's very important. So FHA is a loan type. There's conventional. There's so many different loan types. And you just don't know which one is the best until you sit down with the lender, go through your documents, and go through your particular situation. But it is very, very important to have a great rate because it does affect your payment. So the higher the rate, mm-hmm. the higher your payment. The lower the rate, the lower your payment. So
I want to go back to inspections because I have a friend who just purchased a house, and he was in a bidding war with several other families were trying to purchase this house. He waived the inspection, which he thinks ultimately made the seller choose him and choose his bid. But you really do not believe you want to waive inspections.
100%. I do not, depending on the situation, mm-hmm. but that's not the first go-to. So there
yeah.
are so many other creative ways to win a bidding war. That could be a whole conversation on, you know, other creative ways to win a bidding war. But looking at it from this perspective, so because we also work with investors, some depending on the seller, that mm-hmm. may not be appealing to the seller.
Yeah, that's true.
Our investor clients, they don't want to waive the inspection because they've already paid their contractors to do the job. So they mm-hmm. want to know if something comes up in the inspection. So that may not be appealing to them. As it relates to another seller may, you know, for whatever reason, may want, you know, to not take an as-is with the right to terminate because you could terminate for any reason. So yes, that may not be as strong as some other offers. So it's so many different dynamics to that. So I think that's one of the myths, that purchasing a property or submitting an offer with as is definitely going to get you to win. It really just depends on the seller situation. But for us, and you know, our client base mostly being first-time home buyers, it's really, really important to give them the opportunity to do the due diligence mm-hmm. on their property. And I think that that's a conversation that, you know, I know we have with our sellers and explaining the different perspective of what type of offers could come in or you could receive on your property and making the best decision, but it may not be the person that's waiving inspection. Mm. So it's, you know, that again, that for us is more of a myth, but it's very important to, you know, support our clients in wanting to get the full experience of purchasing a home, because the other thing is that, you know, everything's good until it's not good. And if you are in this business truly building relationships, the first person that your client is going to call when something goes wrong is you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So maybe we don't know, but there are lenders that do not dish out money for as is or fixer uppers. What is the advantage of getting a fixer upper versus a built from the ground up home?
Mm.
So, are you referring to something that needs work or a resale home versus new construction?
Yeah, like a resale home that I guess you would say it would be as is, but as is could also be different from a house that you go in that's not an as is, but it needs work done.
Right. So some lenders, well, not some lenders, but we have guidelines. So all loan types have guidelines. So the home has to be in good condition, and good condition is not really subjective
right.
when it comes to the loan guidelines. So for instance, no peeling paint, no loose railings. That could be something that comes up in an FHA with an FHA loan. But also a conventional loan. So any safety issues are going to be things that need to be remedied. Now, Tiffany has this saying that I love, and that is that an older home tells a better story. It's been lived in. People mm-hmm. have lived in that home. It's been through holidays. It's been through all different seasons. And I know Tiffany and I have both had new construction homes and currently live in resale homes.
Mm.
So I think it's just a preference. A lot of people do go with new construction because of the warranties that come along with it. A mm-hmm. lot of times you get a 1-2-10 where 1 year is covered, where everything is covered within 1 year, then an additional 2 years, and then 10 years on structurals. When it comes to resale, you do still have the option to do home warranties, but I think it just comes down to a preference thing.
Mm-hmm.
And having experienced both, I can't say that I would choose one over the other because they are just completely different.
Right.
But also, home sales aren't necessarily as is. It would just be considered a standard sale. So as is the way that you purchase the property. So an as is home, again, may be a home that has safety issues, and the lender is not going to be able to approve a home that has that lead paint, peeling paint, unless right. the buyer is doing what we call a renovation loan, a 203K or
right.
a home
right.
ready loan. So right. it just depends on the loan type, and with that renovation loan, the buyer can purchase a home that does need some work, and obviously they would have to have that work done within a certain time frame and approved by the lender.
So could you tell us, what are HOA fees?
HOA fees are homeowner association fees, and essentially some people prefer, and just kind of back to that new construction,
uh-huh.
You're going to see HOA fees in most of those communities. So
that's
as far
important.
As the HOA structure, mm-hmm. each community is going to be different, but most people love HOA fees because it keeps their community
that's right.
In a certain condition or certain mm-hmm. requirement. So when I say condition, you're not allowed to paint your house pink. That may be something right. that in the bylaws, which are the do's and the don'ts
uh-huh.
Of the homeowners association. And, you know, some people don't prefer an HOA because they want to paint their house pink or whatever it is that they'd like to do. An HOA is going to charge you a monthly fee. And mm-hmm. I've seen them be very minimal, up to, you know, maybe $1,200. It just depends on the home
mm-hmm.
And what the amenities are that are being offered. So in many of the HOA communities, there's pools, there's walking paths, there's green,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
green area, green space. So
yeah.
mm-hmm. some people prefer to have those things and would like to pay a monthly fee for it.
Mm.
So do you offer, I'm going to ask you this early, folks, so we don't run out of time. Do you offer real estate classes? I'm taking my real estate exam Saturday. And I've had plenty of people call me and ask me, where am I taking it? And I'm just wondering if you offer real estate classes for people. I know that doesn't have anything to do with home buying, but you may have some people out here that want to be brokers.
So we don't offer the classes at the brokerage, but we do have a partnership with the CE Shop, which is an online source for the real estate course.
Okay.
So talk to us. We're about to run out of time, and I have so many questions. Do you find people come ready to buy homes but aren't really familiar with the formula of whether or not they can meet this mortgage? Have they thought about property taxes? Have they thought about so many things that are involved in purchasing a home? But they just come kind of naive. I'm ready to buy a house.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
the answer is yes. So,
okay.
back to what Tiff said, we do offer, well, not offer, but we require that buyer's consultation. We require that one-on-one to sit down, mm-hmm. talk through the process. But by the time we get to that consultation, we've already spoken to your loan officer.
That's
so
right.
We know
exactly
what we're meeting for. We know exactly what we're talking about. We know exact numbers. And we most likely have some examples as to what your mortgage payment and taxes and all of those things and affordability is going to mm-hmm. be. So, yes, most people do not know the process. Most people do not know everything that is entailed, within the process. But that's why we're here.
That's why you're there.
That's why you're there.
Tiffany Harris, if someone's listening, if they're ready, if they're thinking about purchasing a home, how do they reach out to you and Brandy?
Absolutely. So to contact Brandy and I, our main office, which is located in the Mount Washington area, the phone number there is 410-321-1035. My email address is Tiffany, my first name, TiffanY@HarrisHawkinsAndCo.com.
Wonderful.